This is TWiT.
This new router problem. If your router has a USB port on it, you might have a problem.
Yeah, this is the one I talked about on the radio show this weekend. Yeah.
This is the NetUSB bug. NetUSB is the protocol that a company called K-Codes developed, which is USB over IP, meaning that if you have a router with a USB port, you can plug, you know, like a big USB drive on, you know, into your router and turn the router then into a file server, essentially, because clients running in Windows and Mac PCs are then able to use their internet connection to the router to access the USB device that's plugged in. The bad news is there's a problem with the kernel driver. It's a Linux, you know, this affects Linux-based embedded systems, which most of these routers now use in their core. OEMs who have licensed this driver from K-Codes include D-Link, Netgear, TP-Link, Zyxel, and TrendNet. And there's one of the components apparently lists another 26 companies. So rather than looking at the company names, the right way to say this is if you have a USB port on your router, then you need to take notice. Now, the good news is it's almost exclusively a local problem, meaning a LAN side, such that something would need to be already in your network that abused this protocol in order to create a buffer overrun in the kernel that would let it run some code in your router. So people are worried, and this is worth taking action. I think that means, as you said, Leo, for people who aren't firmware updaters, maybe, you know, it'd be a good time to just buy another router and get one without a USB plug or connection. And note, you don't need to have anything plugged into it for this to be a problem either. Just the presence of the socket on the back of the router causes the vulnerability because it means that that code is in the kernel. Where the problem exists is some routers, and I'm closing my eyes as I say this, it's hard to believe, expose this protocol to the internet. it's on the WAN side as well. So if it's there, this protocol runs over port 20005. And Michael Horowitz, who does the defensive computing blog at Computer World, he tweeted, he said, test your router for public WAN side exposure to the net USB flaw with, and then a link to the GRC port probe, because you can easily check your router. It's not very well known, but the GRC port probe that I wrote years ago accepts a port number in the URL. So if you went, Leo, for example, right now, if you went www.grc.com/x/port probe=20005 and hit enter, GRC server will check your connection to see whether that port is open and accepting any traffic. And so anyone who's interested can, and I've got the link in the show notes, again, grc.com/x/port probe=20005. And just like that, you can check to see whether your port is opened or not.
Net USB wise. And we are stealth, baby. Of course we are.
That's
we got a Starro security gateway protecting us from you, outside world.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
So Anyway, so just as a heads up, there is a problem with the USB connection. It would be good to update your firmware. Maybe wait a few weeks or check to see whether your manufacturer has addressed this. We know the problem is that a lot of manufacturers sell the routers and then abandon them, which I think is probably why, Leo, your advice was just go get
buy a new one. Or even if they fix it, as in the case of, well, I don't want to name names, but a number of these, they don't fix it properly.
Correct.
Right.
Yes. They say, oh, yeah. And then it's like they still leave the back door open, but with obscure it a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah, they use some glue. Yeah.